Okay, here we go. Perek Yudalet in Sefer Yeshayo, the 14th Perek. And we continue. This is the second of two prakim that are joined here, Yud Gimel and Yud Aleph, related to Bavel. We discussed last time what happened to Bavel, and this parak really zeroes in on Nebuchadnezzar, the leader of Bavel, and his downfall, which is really a microcosm of the entire nation when we focus on the leader, the Russia, that he was. Again, we'll have to talk again at some point, but we'll touch a little bit on his personality. But it's really about Bavel. At the end, we talk a little bit about the Plishtim, but again, all of this group of Prakim are all about what the future entails for the other nations of the world, the focus being to encourage Am Yisrael, like we spoke about last time, not that we're going to tell this Nevuah, this prophecy, to the other nations, but that they know there's a plan, there's an ultimate plan, and when a country, especially an evil country, gets power, it doesn't mean that they're there for eternity. There's going to come a time when they're going to have to pay for it as well, if they are not acting just as a tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they are acting in an evil way. And that is really what this parak is about, to give us chizik as well. When we look around, and even Ad HaYom HaZeh, we see the Rishayim that are prospering, but Yeshayahu tells us there's going to come a time when every Rasha will get his due. So the parak starts off, Ki Yerachem Hashem Es Yaakov Uvachar Od B'Yisrael. Rashi says that this phrase is talking about two different time periods, right? We're talking about one time period, specifically Bavel, when Bavel is overthrown by Paras U'Madai, and also going into the future. Rashi says, Ki Rachim Hashem Es Yaakov Lishmar Lohem Avtachasam Gulasam Miyad Bavel. Right, that's Bavel, the first phrase in the Pasuk. Hashem's going to have Rachmat is continuing from the last parak. And then, Uvachar Od B'Yisrael La'asid yigalem gula shlema. In the future, it's going to be gula shlema. Why does Rashi say that? Rashi doesn't explain. But the Radak explains because the continuation of the pasuk. Why can't it all be talking about the time period of Bavel? Because of the next phrase. V'hinacham alad masam. They will be on their homeland. V'nilva hager aleihem. V'nisbechu al beis Yaakov. There will be gerim. There will be converts that will join us at that time. There were no converts that really joined us at the time of Shivat Zion, of Bayisheni. After all, most Jews didn't even come back. Right, they just stayed in Bavel. It wasn't that inspirational of a time for the whole world. Right, the Beis HaMikdash Sheni was inferior on the surface to Mikdash Rishon. The Gemara in Yuma tells us the five things that were missing between Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, we've noted in the past in Parshas Bo, has the beautiful thought relating to what the message of Bayis Sheni was all about. It was just a stopgap measure. Really, there were two Bati Mikdash, the first one and the third one. This was just Hashem saw that if we would just go into the long gullus without some chizik before we went out, then we wouldn't survive. So we needed the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, and they knew that. And that's why they kept the Persian names of the months. Rabbi Yaakov explained Nisan or Sivan, and that's why the Talmud Bavli was written in Aramaic, and even the Talmud Yerushalmi, sorry, that's his emphasis, was written in Aramaic. To remember that they were still in gullus, and they still didn't have the ultimate the Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara tells us in Yuma, how the elders that still remember the first Beis HaMikdash were crying. You call this a Beis HaMikdash? But either way, it wasn't such an inspirational time. And that is why the Radak says the second half of this pasuk, Uvachar Od B'Yisrael, which talks about the Gerim, is not talking about, at that time, Shivat Zion, but is talking about the ultimate time, Yemos HaMashiach. And that's what the various Mefarshim describe, that is what is going to happen. In general, we don't like to accept Gerim at a time when the Jews are on top, because after all, people might be coming for the wrong reasons. Right? The Rambam writes in Ilchas Yisurei Bia that Lefichach, Lo kiblu bezdin gerim, kol yimei David and Shlomo. In the Perek Yud Gimel, which is all about Hilchas Gerim. Right, in the times of David and Shlomo, they didn't accept Gerim. Bimei David, Shema ben Apachar Chazru. In the times of David, because maybe they were scared. David was an amazing warrior. Ubimei Shlomo, Shema bishvil ha-malchus v'ha-tova ha-gdola sh'ayu b'Yisrael Chazru. Maybe they were on top of the world. During the times of Shlomo, it was peaceful. But they saw the Jews were amazing. Right, it's the fair-weathered friends. Shekol ha-chozer min ha-goyim bishvil davar mi-havli ha-olam eino mi-geri ha-tzedek. But that is not a ger tzedek. But there were many that converted in front of Hedyotos, which makes it sound like they are Gerim. The Rambam seems to be having two categories. There's a Ger and there's a Ger Tzedek. A Ger Tzedek is for the right reasons, for the ultimate reasons. I want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are Gerim that come for the wrong reasons. sometimes for marriage, sometimes for they want to be with the Jews, if the Jews are on top, they're also gerim. V'hayu bezen agado choshishin lahem. Lo dochin osan acher shetavlu, mikol makom, v'lo makarven osan machetireh achrisam, until you see whether they actually hold with their commitment. Which means the gerim has worked as long as it continues to hold on them. So that's in general. But Lasu Lavo, we'll have to see when Mashiach comes, but that's what's being described. They will accompany us. Maybe it doesn't even mean that they will become Jewish, but they'll just be with us, as we know, Beis HaMikdash, Beis Yikari, L'chari, L'chala Amim, they'll be inspired by the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Nida does, though, learn out from this pasuk of Vinilva, a Maimar Chazal related to Gerim, right? Mefarshim here quoted, but the Gemara says in the Yud Gimel Amabez in Meseches Nida, Kashim Gerim Li Yisrael Kisapachas. Gerim are difficult for Jews, like a sapachas, like from the word here, v'nispach, nispachu. They will be sticky and stuck on. Sapachas is like a wound that is stuck on. So what does that mean? It sounds like a negative. So there are many different pshatim given to that line. Rashi is the one that quotes our pasuk, Dichsiv, in Yeshayo Yodal, Vidil Ager, Alev, Nispachu, Albeis Yaakov. There are many pshatim given. Rashi says there, Ain Bekiyah B'mitzvos U'mevi'in Peronis. They're not Bekiyah B'mitzvos. And if there's a Jew now that's not fulfilling mitzvos, so that's bad for the world. V'od Shemi L'meidim Yisroim Maaseya. Maybe Jews are going to learn from them. V'yei Shomer, Rashi goes a third shot, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. There's Arvus once they're Jewish. Rashi quotes, Tosas quotes, other pshat, that the Shechina Shoran Mishpachos Miyachasos B'Yisrael. Most of the pshat them are almost all negative. There is a daya, this Gemara comes up at the end of Maseches Kedushin as well, there is a daya quoted in Tosfos which says, maybe it's just the opposite. Why is it bad for us? Because they make us look bad. Very often, they're more medactic on certain halachos and certain mitzvos than Jews from birth. But either way, that is the Chazal that learned out from this line, the idea of Gerim coming close. Okay, let's continue. Ulekachum, and again, there's a lot to talk about Gerim, but we're not going to do that right now. Ulekachum amim v'aviyim amukomam, and what's going to happen at that time? The nations are going to come. V'isnachlum beis Yisrael admas Hashem labadim l'shvachos, and they'll come and they'll serve Am Yisrael. So again, this didn't happen during Shiva Sion. That's why the Radak says these two psukim have to be talking about Yemos HaMashiach after the first phrase in the pasuk. Now, why is it there? Maybe just to emphasize that the Shiva Tzion wasn't the ultimate. There's going to be a future Golus. But now, Yeshayahu goes back to actually talking about Bavel, and specifically Nebuchadnezzar, as we'll see. V'haya, b'yom hiniach Hashem lecha me'atzva mimargzecha. On that day, when Hashem gives you relief from all of your hardships, from your rogues, from the anger, and the hard work that you're going to have to do to you, that they work you. From that day, when Bavel is finished and they are wiped out. So then, what's going to happen? V'nasata mashal azel melech Bavel. You will say this again. Remember, as we said in the last parak, Bavel's not even a superpower now. Yoshayo, 150 years before, he's talking about how they're going to become a superpower, and then they're going to get defeated. And he's saying, remember this for the future, this message. So he's saying, B'nai Yisrael, you will say this about Melech Bavel as follows. Just before we say exactly what we're going to talk about Melech Bavel, the Pritzadik, Rav Tzadok writes in Parshas Bereishis, maybe this is even an allusion, this pasuk to Shabbos. When Hashem helps you, biyom, on the day that you stop from all your work, that's a reference to Shabbos as well. To realize that Shabbos is a day to stop from all your work. Hakavana liyom haShabbos. It's a day of that is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Pritzadik. Ki biderech hateva kashem ma'od. Because if you think about it, it's very hard to stop and not think about what I'm doing all week. Kasher adam tarud kol haShavua bitzar v'yisur mavod hakasha eich yuchal lanuach b'Shabbos. How can I do it? Says Yeshayahu Anavi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a presence. Hashem's going to be miniach it for you. He's going to give it to you. Ein lecha malidog, don't worry. It'll work out this day of Shabbos. Okay, on a drush level. But the pashas is, we're talking about on the day of Shivat Zion, and even before Shivat Zion, right? Bavel, if you remember, was defeated before Bnei Yisrael went back. First Madai, right? Dar Yavesh, and Koresh, Madai, and Paras took over before Am Yisrael were able to build. So when Bavel's defeated, Yamarta, you will say, Eich Shavas Noges, Shavsa Madeva. How did the Noges, the oppressor, how did he stop? He was done. He was destroyed. Shavsa Madheva. Madheva was ceased to exist. What is Madheva? Hard word to translate. Rashi says Madheva is Lashon of Gaiva. Gaiva. How is it? Gaiva? Unclear. But if you look in the Mesudas David and the Radak say, Madheva is like the Aramaic, the Dalet and the Zion switch, so it's like Zahav, gold. The gold, what do you mean the gold? So they say maybe it's referring to a pasuk in Daniel. The pasuk of Daniel, which is about the time Daniel worked in with Nebuchadnezzar, right? He was a very trustworthy advisor of Nebuchadnezzar. He realized his godlos, he interpreted dreams, as we'll see soon. But the psukim describe in Daniel, in Paragimel, that Nebuchadnezzar built a huge golden statue of himself. And the rule was, you gotta bow down to it. Right? That's what he writes. Ukroza kara, this is Paragimel and Daniel. Bechel lachon. Amrin amamaya umaya v'lashanaya. Tell everybody. Right? Tiplun v'tiskadun. If you know it's Aramaic, you know it's Daniel. Tiplun v'tiskadun letzelem daba, tihekim nevuchanetzer malka. You have to bow down to it. That's what maybe what our pasuk is referring to. The gold, the golden one, the one who built a gold statue, to bow down, that is, he has been destroyed. That's also one of the pshatim given in the Gemara and Megillah, which says why Bnei Yisrael were chayiv kliya, right, sha'abdu avodah zarah, it's referring to this statue that they all bow down to. So, how did he stop? Shavar Hashem matei rishaim shevet moshlim. Hashem has broken it. Hashem has broken the staff of the Rasha. Makeh amim be'evra, makas bilti sara. He kept hitting and he kept hitting Nebuchadnezzar to other nations. Rodeh ba'av goyim murdaf b'li chashach. Right? He didn't stop with terrorizing not only Jews but all the other nations. But finally, nacha shakta kal ha'aretz. Once he is destroyed and removed and defeated, the whole land is quiet. Not just Bnei Yisrael. Patzchu Rina, and they all start singing. Right? Nebuchadnezzar is a very unique individual. Unique in not a good way, but he is very unique. He obviously was one of the biggest Rishoyim in the history of the world, as Rabbi Schwab discusses, we have so many Gemaras and Midrashim about the ruthlessness and the merciless ruler that he was, who brutalized his enemies. And the Yerushalmi, even in Maseches Megillah, towards the end, say that whenever Nebuchadnezzar was mentioned, like whenever we mention Hitler, we say Yamach Shemo. So they had that by Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, they had Amo Atzamos Shechik. Whenever they said Nebuchadnezzar, his bones should be crushed. Atzamos shachik. That's exactly what happened. But even though with all of his rishus, there was something great about him. Again, great doesn't mean in the good sense, but great in the potential sense. He had dreams. Dreams which were somewhat prophetic, and that's why you needed Daniel. Daniel interpreted his dreams for him because they were semi-prophetic. He called on Daniel, who already had a reputation of interpreting dreams, and he was brilliant to help him out. But this is there are various Gemaras about Nebuchadnezzar. The Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses that after what happened, and after he sees the amazing feats that he had and some of the nevuahs that took place, he wanted to sing Shira. Right? The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Sadi Beis Amabeis, Tan Rabbanan, Bishah Shehibu Nebuchadnezzar Harashas, Hanani Mishal Vazariah, Lekif Shana Eish. Remember, Daniel was worked in his court, but Hanani Mishal Vazariah were ones that they refused to bow down to this golden idol that he erected, so he threw them into the Kif Shana Eish, into the fiery furnace, and they walked around as if nothing happened. Nebuchadnezzar witnessed this. He was so in awe that he wanted to say Shira afterwards. Says the Gemara, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYechezkel, Leich, continues, and then Omar, Pasak Omar, Asoi Kama Ravervin Vitamoi Kama Takifin, Malchuse Malchus Alam Vishotoni Amdar Vador. Right, he starts saying this beautiful Shira. And says Rabbi Yitzchak, Yutzak Zov Roteach Latoch Piv Shaloso Arasha. All of a sudden a Malach came and stopped him. Shil Male Ba Malach Vesatra Al Piv. If the Malach would have stopped him, Bikesh Leganos Kolshiros Vesishbachos Sha'amar David Vesefer Tehillim. He would have come up more gorgeous songs than David HaMelech came up with in Sefer Tehillim. So he had tremendous potential. But look what he did with it. He destroyed, he wrecked, and he killed and he murdered, terrible things. And this parak is all about Nebuchadnezzar. Look how you have fallen. Let's continue. Gam Baroshim Samchu Lecha Arsi Arazim. Also Baroshim are the other trees. Some of the other nations. The other nations were very happy when Nebuchadnezzar was taken down. Me'ash Shechafta, from when you died, Lo Ya'ala Kores Aleinu. No longer did they say, all the other nations say, we don't have a Kores. We don't have anybody cutting us up. Sha'ol, and now he has amazing imagery. Sheol, Sheol is another name for Gehenim. Sheol, the depths. Mitachas rugza l'chaliros bo'echa. Why, when you died, all of Gehenim was getting very excited that you were coming. Ora l'charefaim, kol atu de'aretz. Heikim mikisosam. All the evil kings that are in Gehenim stood up from their thrones. Kol malchei goyim. Kulam yanu v'yomrei lecha. And they said to you, gam atachu leisa kamonu, eleinu nimshalta. Wow, you're the same as us. We always thought that you were going to come out on top. You were the victor, but guess you're in the same. You end up in the same place that we are. Hurad Sheol Gaonecha. Your gaonus, your proudness has been taken down to the Sheol. Right. This is a parak about the Rishonim are going to get it. Oh, Yenuvim B'Seva. Right. That's what's going to. Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to be able to say Lahagik Yashar Hashem. Right. Hemyas Nevalecha. Right. Your instruments have been ripped apart. Tachtecha, under you, yutsa rima. Rima, right? Rima v'toleah, worms. What are you lying on now? No more fancy beds. No, now you're in the ground with everybody else. Umachasecha toleah, what's covering you, words, right? This is where the Tana gets it from, the beginning of the third parak of Pirkei Avos, right? Akavi ben Malalel, you have to know three things. Me'ayin bata, la'ana toleach, ulefnei mi'ata asalitin did v'cheshbon. Where are you going? Limkom afar, rima v'toleah. That's based on this pasuk, that phrase. Rima v'toleah, right? The worms are going to go around us, right? I have to realize that, we have to keep that in mind as we go through life. It was an interesting ha'ara Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has in the Emes LeYaakov on Pirkei Avos, where he says, it's a chesed of Hashem that even though everybody knows that they're going to die a certain time, even if they think they're going to live 120 years, everybody knows they're going to die. And yet, they don't focus on it so much. They don't think about it, right? We are always thinking, planning, what are we going to do, and next year, and next month. We're always planning for the future, as if we ignore the reality. But says Rabbi Yaakov, he says this on this Mishnah, Hashem put it into us. If I'm always thinking about I'll never try to accomplish anything. Because what? I don't know when. Maybe it's going to happen soon. Maybe it's going to happen 120 years. But nobody lives forever. So it's a chesed of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that we don't focus on it. But, says Rabbi Yaakov, that's what the Tana is warning us here. But Tana lazi reinu sha'afal pikein im ritzoncha lo love l'idei aveira. Even so, this is the nature. If you don't want to come to an aveira, alecha lachzor l'shanein eshlosha dvarma elu. Afalpish is a neged hateva haragil. Even though it's against nature, think about Rima Vesaleya a little bit. So that's what the kings, so to speak, the people in Gehenna already are saying to him, you're here too. Eich nafalta mishamayim, you fell from heaven. Halil ben Shachar. Rashi says this means the Sar of Bavel. Nigdatalaris, you were cut down. Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'yata marto vil vavcha shamayim ele. What did you say, Nevuchadnezzar? You said, I'm going to go up to the heavens. Mimala kochvei el arim kisi. I'm going to put my throne above the stars. V'eshe bar moe b'yarkazit safon. I'm going to set my sights on the northern side of Yerushalayim. Here's a famous pasuk, the Gemara Darshins. E'ele albama se'av adameh le'elyon. I'm going to go fly on a cloud. Adameh le'elyon. I'm going to be just like God. Adameh le'elyon. Such a lashon, Rashi says, Eini kedai ladurim b'nei adam. Earth is not worthy for me. Eseli av ktana ba'avir ve'yeshiva. I'm going to go sit on a cloud. These humans, I'm not human, right? I'm above this, right? Adamel el-yom. The Gemara in Chagiga discusses this pasuk. Andaf, wrong one. This is Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Chagiga, where is it? Over here. Discusses this pasuk on Daf Yud Gimel, where he says, Tanya, Amr of Yochanan ben Zakkai, Matshuva heshivtu baskol la'osho rasha. What did the baskol answer? Bishasha Amar, E'ele albamate av adamele elyon. When this pasuk was said by Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar didn't write a sefer, so that's why we don't know what he said, but from Yishayahu, we're talking to him now, we're saying, you said this and now you're in Gehenim. But when he said this, Yatsa baskol v'yamr lo, baskol went out and said, Rasha ben bino shall nimrod arasha. You, Russia, your grandson of Nimrod, Tosa says, not biologically, but in terms of his Maisim, Al-Shem Maisav, right? He was the halachic descendant, so to speak, even if it's not the biologic descendant. Like we have halachic Amalek, we have halachic Rishon. Shehimrit kolam kulo b'machuso. And then the Gemara says, how many years does a person live? Shivim Shana. Ve'im Begvuros, Shmonim Shana. 80 years. How long would it take to go from Aretz ad Rakia? 500 years. And the thickness of the Rakia is itself 500 years. It would take. V'chein bin ka Rakia Rakia. And so too, there's 500 years worth of travel between each Rakia. And each rakia itself, whatever that means, is 500 years travels. L'mala mehan, and above all the rakias, the seven rakias, now we get to the 10 levels of malachim. The chayos hakodesh. Ragle achayos keneged kulam. Karsule achayos, every part of an angel. And then he goes through the shok of the chayos, and the middle part, and the tzavare achayos. Keep going up and up. And above all of that, kisei hakoved, and the ragle kisei hakoved. And melech el chay v'kayam ramani sa shochein aleihem. V'yata Marta. And think of these trillion, infinite number of light years that you are away from anything. V'yata Marta e'alel b'matai ava damel elyon. And you see, you're going up to God. Give me a break, Nebuchadnezzar. Ach, the next part, el sheol turad v'al yarkasei bar. You are going down. What are you talking about? The Michtam Elio discusses this machlokes, this conversation that took place between the Baskol and Nebuchadnezzar. This is in Chela Gimel on page 113. He says, the Rakia are dargos of Ruchaniyut. Right? It's Aliyah Ruchaniyut. Me'ot b'shanim drushot la'adam. What does it mean, 500 years? You need 500 years of spiritual focus and searching to be able to get up a level. Years and millions of years. But that's impossible. So how do we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says Rav Dessler, as long as we try our best. If we do what we can, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets us halfway. Ein darshim min ha'adam ki im pitcho shel machat. Vasiyata d'shmaya mashlim et hakol. You come down to the bottom, Hashem will drag you up. You know what Nebuchadnezzar wanted to say? He just wanted to go, I could do it myself. I don't need any siyata d'shmaya. Zu ayta tshuva l'Nebuchadnezzar, klomar, sheratzol alo b'kochot atzmo, kol ma'alo tumos ha'olam chen begeder shelo l'shma, afil madrigas el yonos. You want to go up? It's impossible. It's only possible with siyata d'shmaya, which you do not have any. And therefore, you want to go up, back to the psukim, achel sheol turad al yarkasei bar. You are going down. Roecha elecha yashgichu elecha. Those who see you will look around and say, hazeh ha'ish margis ha'aretz. This was the one who was on top. This leader, Nebuchadnezzar, the whole Babylonian Empire, is destroyed forever. And now you're nothing. Yutes, v'yata hashlachta mikivrcha. Now you have been thrown from your kever. Kinetzer nitav, like you're weeding the ground and you throw out a weed just onto the side. What does that mean? He wasn't buried. Let's continue the psukim for a second. Levush harugim etoani charev. Your clothing is as if you were killed. Lo techani tam bikvura. You will not even be zochet to burial. Ki artzacha shichata am charakta. You were so ruthless. You killed everybody for no reason. The ground doesn't want you. Lo yikari lo olam zera merayim. Nothing. Rashi quotes the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah that when Nebuchadnezzar was king for 7 years, there's two different versions of the story. Either he mamish turned into an animal, or he went crazy, he lost his mind, and he was with the animals in the forest for 7 years. Either way, for 7 years, Nebuchadnezzar was out of commission. So his son, Evel Merodach, took over during those years. When Nebuchadnezzar came back, he put Evel Merodach in jail. Because he's like, oh, your son! So he put him in jail. And he was in jail until his father Nebuchadnezzar died. When Nebuchadnezzar died, Evel Merodach wanted to make sure that he was dead. Or others say they wanted to punish Nebuchadnezzar. He wanted to show that he wasn't as evil as his father. So what did he do? He exhumed his father's bones and let them destroy the father's bones and let the dogs take them. And that's the Nevuah here. Your body was just strewn and thrown. Evel Merodach also took the last king Jehoiachin out of jail. Right, that was also we mentioned at the end of Sefer Malachim. So that's the Nevuah. Yeshayahu says you're gonna be destroyed. Your body's not even gonna be buried. Pazach Beis veKamti Aleihem Noam Hashem Tzvakos. And finally Hashem talking in first person, so to speak. I'm here. Ve'echrati labavel shem ushaar v'nin v'neched Noam Hashem. All descendants are gonna be wiped out. Who's Nin v'neched? Rashi says Nin is Baal Shitzar. Right, his grandson, Neched, is Vashti. Right, the last family member of Nebuchadnezzar was Vashti, and that she was killed, right, to lay the groundwork for the building of the second base of Migdash. The whole Bavel is going to be lay in distray, and only animals are going to be coming. It'll be totally swept, Right? Totally, like you sweep out a house, nothing left, all clean, so too your land will be swept out. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chafav says the Mefarshim didn't know how to, what this pasuk means until they heard the Amsei the Rebbe say, get me the broom. And the word that she used was mitateya. Ne'um Hashem Tzvakos. Right? Hashem Tzvakos said that they're going to be swept out. Rav Soloveitchik in Nefesh HaRav, on page Reishai and Tes says, Yudke Vavke is used here. That's usually the shame of Rachamim. Right? When Rishayim are removed, so that is Rachamim also. The whole world is happy about that. And then, continues, Rashi says, this is still talking to Nebuchadnezzar. We have two lines here about the destruction of Ashur. What's the message? You saw what happened to Ashur, and that was forecast and prophesized. You should have known what was going to happen to you. Nishba Hashem Tzvakos Leimar, Imlo Kasher TBC, Kenayasa. What I said happened. The Kashayasi Takum, Lishbar Ashur Bartsi. Ashur was destroyed. Right? Sancherib and all the soldiers. Vial Harai on my mountains, Avusenu. On my mountains, right? He was taken care of. Right? Exactly what was supposed to happen. Zosa Esa Yutzal Kala Aretz. You have to realize this is all going to come true. There's nothing that you could do about it. And finally, the last couple of psukim just talk about the Plishtim. Who were the Plishtim? Rabbi Schwab here is a beautiful summary. The Plishtim were already around in the times of Avram Avinu. And they crop up here and there throughout Tanakh. They are not an indigenous nation to this land. They're not one of the seven nations, Canaan, Nikitiz, and Kadmoni. He assumes that they must have come from some other Mediterranean area, and they came eastward, coming to Israel, and that's why they settled on the west side in Gaza. They settled in those Plishti cities, and every once in a while they tried to go eastward, and they tried. So in the times of the Shoftim and in the times of the Malachim, here and there they tried. During the times of Shlomo, they were finally pushed aside. During the times of Achaz, right, the father of Menashe, so then his power was diminished, and they started making inroads, and that's why the psukim describe right here. Bishtos Mos HaMelech Achaz, when Achaz died, they started celebrating. Ah, who's king now? Chizkiyo, that great big tzaddik, he's not a warrior. Oh, forget it. It's going to be amazing for us. So Yeshayo says again, hundreds of years before, Al tismechi peleshes kulech, don't be so happy. Ki nishbar shevet makech, ki mishorish nachash, yetzei tsefa. From the root of a nachash will come out tsefa, is an even more poisonous snake. Upiryo saraf ma'ofef. The psukim, we learned this in Malachim. How Chizkiyo wiped out Plishtim once and for all. There were no more Plishtim. V'ra'u b'chare dalim ve'ev yonim la'vetach yirbatsu. So the farmers will be able to go back there, and everybody will be able to live peacefully, right? There's no Plishtim will not bother you again. Rabbi Schwab summarizes, when the Romans, right, after his death, his son in successor, the great Tzadik Chizkiyo, subdued them once and for all, and they eventually disappeared, and we learned that in Malachim. When the Romans conquered Eretz Yisrael 600 years later, right, after the Churban, they renamed this country Palestina or Philistia, although the Philistines had long ago disappeared in the dustbin of history, just to root out the memory of the Jewish state, which had existed in the land for some 1,300 years prior to their conquest. So the Plishtim came from somewhere else. The Palestinians came from somewhere else. They decided to stay here, and then they were wiped out. But the Romans, because they wanted to not name it Eretz Yisrael, they gave it a new name of Palestine. But really, that is not the true name, and there are no inhabitants that come from there. And just to note, in the last pasuk of the perek, Umayana Malachei Goy Ki Hashem Yisat Zion, what are you all the other nations going to say? Hashem's in charge. Hashem established Zion. Uba Yechasu Aniyei Amo, and in Zion, all of his nation can take refuge. Those last four words are obviously the basis for one of the phrases in Lechadodi. Bach yechesu aniyei ami, the pasuk uba yechesu aniyei amo. Okay, we'll stop here. Next parak, we'll get into another nation that will be forecast their future, and that is all about Moab. Okay, we'll stop here.